The face of hunger in the 21st century. Weighing barely more than a newborn, this young girl shows the sign of what is likely to come for many, for millions. 40 years after a famine in Ethiopia became one of the 20th century's worst humanitarian events, children in the Afar region are again going hungry.
There seems no end to this drought. For the last 3 years, there was no rain and I lost a lot of livestock, which is my source of income. Now we're entirely dependent on food distribution.
Now, 34 heads of state gathered in Senegal at the Food Africa Summit have pledged to invest in agriculture. It's part of an event organized by the African Development Bank to end hunger in Africa by 2030.
The solution to Africa's food problem is not food aid. You know, Africa should not go around with bowl in hand asking for food. Africa should be putting seeds in the ground and grow its own food. And not only feed itself, Africa is sitting today on 65% of all the remaining uncultivated arable land in the world. And so that is not in Europe, that's not in Asia, that's not in Latin America, it's in Africa. So what Africa does with agriculture will determine the future of food in the world.
The war in Ukraine has badly affected Africans who rely on wheat imports and fertilizers from Europe. At the conference, leaders discussed ways to end this reliance by investing in local grains, developing storage facilities to conserving produce, and helping smallhold farmers.
African grains like sorghum are considered superfood because the grain is not only resistant to drought, but it's high in nutrients. And so the UN has sent a sample of the grain up in space to see how it weathers extreme conditions. Scientists believe that in the face of climate change, ending world hunger means changing the way we eat.
The UN says Africa has the potential to become the world's breadbasket, and addressing gender discrimination will help.
If women have the same access than men to agriculture inputs, we can have 150 million people out of food insecurity.
Enough food is produced on planet Earth to feed everyone, but a third goes to waste, and more people than ever before are going hungry, and most are women and young girls. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Djemnyadjo, Senegal.